Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A new report out this morning is expected to show that red-hot inflation cooled just a little bit last month. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that's little comfort to people whose paychecks don't go as far as they used to.
A short live drop in gasoline prices last month and a possible dip in the price of used cars likely means the annual inflation rate in April was somewhat lower than the 8.5% recorded in March. But not much. Gasoline prices have already rebounded and rents are going up as well. President Biden, whose approval rating has fallen as prices have climbed, says he understands that Americans are unhappy about the high cost of living.
Look, I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
The Federal Reserve has begun raising interest rates in an effort to tamp down inflation. Additional rate hikes are likely in the coming months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The House has passed a fresh aid package for Ukraine. It's worth nearly $40 billion, about $7 billion more than what President Biden asked for. It includes military aid and funding for relief efforts. Russia continues to strike Ukraine with shells, missiles, and artillery, but it hasn't dominated the skies in Ukraine with superior air power. Some experts suggest Russia has not kept up repairs for its aircraft and doesn't have enough fuel or spare parts to supply them. NPR's Brian Mann reports that has helped Ukrainian forces fighting the Russians.
Ukraine is a vast country, and because the danger of Russian air attack is so limited, Ukrainians can operate their trains. Their roads are busy with supply trucks. That means the military can bring supplies, ammunition, and weapons all the way to the front lines. Supplies are also flowing to critical cities like Kyiv and Odessa. Experts say if Russian aircraft were patrolling overhead, able to drop bombs at will the way they were able to do over Syria, this war would look entirely different.
NPR's Brian Mann reporting. An Al Jazeera journalist who was a U.S. citizen has been killed and another journalist wounded during an Israeli arrest raid in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The news channel accuses the Israeli army of targeting them. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Shirin Abu Akleh was a veteran news correspondent for Al Jazeera's Arabic language channel. In a statement, Al Jazeera accused Israeli forces of targeting her while she was wearing a vest marked press. She was covering an Israeli military raid of a Palestinian refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli army says troops came to arrest suspects and engaged in a firefight with gunmen. Israeli officials say there are, quote, indications that the journalist was killed by Palestinian gunmen. Al Jazeera producer Ali Samoudi, who was wounded in the incident, says they walked past soldiers carrying cameras and marked as journalists, and the soldiers allowed them to proceed. Then shortly after, he says, they shot him in the back and his colleague in the head. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News. President Biden travels to Illinois today to talk about an increase in food prices. He'll visit an Illinois farm to talk about U.S. agricultural exports and how they can help lower world food prices. Russia's attack on Ukraine has interrupted Ukrainian wheat supplies that are sold in many countries. A U.N. agency says that its world food price index is up by nearly a third from what it was a year ago. A suspect, described by prosecutors as the leader of a gang in Haiti, has been indicted in the U.S. for the kidnapping of 16 U.S. citizens in Haiti last year. NPR's Ryan Lucas says the suspect is the first to be charged in the case.
The defendant is 29-year-old Joly Germain. He faces one count of conspiracy to commit hostage-taking. According to the indictment, Germain, known as Yon-Yon, played a leadership role in the kidnapping operations of the Haiti-based gang known as the 400 Mwozo. Prosecutors say in 2021, the gang took hostage 17 missionaries, 16 of them Americans. Germain was in a Haitian prison at the time, but prosecutors say he directed aspects of the plot, which in part aimed to secure Germain's own release from prison. In the end, the indictment says Germain remained locked up, while five of the hostages were released and the remaining 12 later escaped. Germain is in U.S. custody after being extradited to the U.S. last week. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Basketball Hall of Famer Bob Lanier has died after a short illness. He was 73. Lanier played 14 seasons with the Detroit Pistons and the Milwaukee Bucks. He averaged more than 20 points and 10 rebounds per game. Lanier was also an 8-time All-Star. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.